This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and
Alice
Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. That song sounds like something off the Greatest Showman soundtrack, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the name of that?
All I Know So Far.
That's great.
It came out last really night good. At mm-hmm. 9, and we're playing it every other
amazing.
Hour.
She's amazing.
New Pink.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
It.
You know, I follow a skateboarder from when I was a little kid, and he continues to be a pro skateboarder and is world famous for that, but he also loves to mountain bike and ride motorcycles, and he recently posted a picture of him with Pink, and what's her husband's name?
Carrie
Hart, I believe.
Yep, there you go.
The three of them are out riding motorcycles, and the guy I'm following is named Steve Caballero. He's he was pro when I was a little boy, so he's a little older than me. But yeah, he posts a picture of him and Pink, and he's like, "She is a great motorcycle rider." And I went, "Oh man, I guess she would be, wouldn't she?" I mean, she's like that acrobatic. She's clearly a daredevil,
right? Well, and for her and Carrie to have, you know, had stuff in common, and you know,
right.
You got to be kind of an adventurer, and
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's great. The song is, it really feels inspired by The Greatest Showman, like it has that kind of theatrical feel.
Well, I think
to
because
it.
She also did a cover of A Million Dreams.
Yeah.
So,
right,
I like that
a
version.
A million dreams for the world we're gonna mm-hmm. make.
A lot of people wrote in so for good. The trans bathroom at Match. Oh. Headquarters, Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed.
Oh, that's a good one.
Detachable Penis was a suggestion. We Are Family in the Family Bathroom.
A Family Bathroom. If you missed it, Match Company, or you know, the Match Corporation that owns all the dating websites.
Apps, right.
All their conference rooms are named after love songs, so we were coming up with names for the bathrooms. You know. That's good. That
trans
bathroom.
Room, dude looks like a lady.
Oh, dude looks like a lady room. Well, that would, you know, then the ladies who look like dudes, not as it doesn't work as much for them.
The nice. Place where you get fired is in the Love Stinks conference room. That's
Love
408. Or you give love a bad name. Isn't that Bon Jovi?
Good one. See? Oh, you don't want to get called into that one. That's funny.
Anyway.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Dell Technologies. You're probably using them right now. Dell Technologies. Go to their website. Find out. Dell Technologies. They sell clouds. This weekend on TV, Netflix tonight, this sounds like it's for me, I guess. Josh Duhamel stars as a superhero. He's the leader of a first generation of heroes passing the torch onto their superpowered children. And it's called Jupiter's Legacy. So maybe that one's not for me. Maybe it's for you, Vin. You like superhero stuff, right?
I do. I've grown to like it very much, yeah.
So that's, I say it's tonight on Netflix, but it's probably on Netflix now, right? They drop things on Friday. Saturday night at 8 o'clock. You know what? This might be 5 o'clock our time because it says 8 p.m. Eastern and it says Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world. This is on ABC, CBS, and Fox. Selena Gomez is hosting.
Oh.
The performers are Jennifer Lopez, Eddie Vedder, the Foo Fighters, Jay Balvin, or Blavin, whatever his name is, and her. He's on there. I thought his name was Jay Balvin, but it says Jay Blavin here.
Oh, that's good.
Jay Balvin.
That's Balvin, right?
Yeah,
okay. Phew. I was like, Anyway, that is Saturday at 8 o'clock. Well, possibly 5 o'clock our time because it's live. Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world. Selena Gomez hosting. Lots of big stars on this. Is this just a please go get your vaccination, fools? I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll have to watch it to find out. And Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. on NBC. And earlier. I think they run it earlier, too. Didn't you say you watch it at 8:30 sometimes, Ben?
Sometimes I am in front of the TV, and I see it, and I'm happy to check it out. I cannot do 11:30.
Elon Musk is the host, and Miley Cyrus is the musical guest. And here are the little promo ads that they've done.
Hi, I'm Elon Musk, and I'm hosting SNL this week with musical guest Miley Cyrus. And I'm a wild card, so there's no telling what I might do.
Same here. Rules, no thanks.
But it's also the Mother's Day show, so your moms aren't going to be here.
Forget what I said.
Fine, we'll be good-ish.
All right.
I'm Elon Musk, and I'm hosting SNL this week with musical guest Miley Cyrus.
What's new with you, Elon?
I just did a successful rocket launch this week.
Hmm. Wow. Well, I did my laundry.
Congrats.
Actually, no, I didn't.
This is so awkwardly cringe. Like, cringery.
Super. The cringery is real.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a train wreck, and it's happening Saturday night, everyone.
He looks like he's in a good mood, though, and wants to play. So.
He's really trying.
I mean, the cameras are really, on him.
Yeah.
He's really trying.
I do think, though, they're going to probably get great ratings and find themselves going, well, we've been rewarded for our daring efforts. Even though the show was terrible.
Right.
It worked.
There's that.
And you know what? I should take that back. Miley's going to probably crush it. She's really good.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll put on a fantastic performance. So there's that. It's time to play a game. What's cool and what's not cool? Who's cool and who's cold?
Oh, wait. So this isn't me and V. Hale?
No, it's just you. This is me. Oh, you know, okay. This is our game, Vin.
This is you and five bucks, right?
You and $5. You right. Versus $5.
Okay.
For whatever reason, BuzzFeed.com put up a poll asking if completely random celebrities were cool or not cool. No middle ground. It was an either or. You had to click cool or you had to click not cool.
Okay.
So I've divided this up into who is cooler?
Oh, all
by
right.
By votes only. Who is cooler? Betty White or Tom Hanks?
Well, I wouldn't classify either of them as cool, but I will go with Betty White.
Betty White got 93% cool. Only 7% of people said not cool. Tom Hanks, 91%. So you got that one right. Should I keep score? I probably should. I don't even know how many of these I have.
I have money riding on this. Hello. Right.
What's he got to get? Like 7 out of 10? Let me count how many I have. 1, 2, 3, 4, Yeah, you got to get 7 out of 10.
All right.
you're good. You're one for... You got one right. Who's cooler? Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Adele?
I'm going to say The Rock.
I'm sorry, it's Adele.
Oh. Adele?
Adele's
a good time when you watch her interviews and stuff. She'll be like somebody you would definitely want to go hang out with.
She's not as polarizing. Like, I guess if you love The Rock, you just love him. But if you, for some reason, didn't, you know, like, I think people feel like, yeah, Adele's cool.
Well, honestly, the use of the word cool, I'm finding not appropriate here. But okay. I wouldn't have classified any of the names you've read as cool. I wouldn't go, oh man, that guy's so cool.
Right, that's James Dean cool. No, this is just, and it was a simple metric.
I got you.
Yes or no, are they cool? 90% of the people who clicked on Adele said, she's cool.
All right.
Who's cooler, Ryan Reynolds or Lady Gaga?
Well, for me, that one's easy. I'm a Gaga.
I'm sorry, Ryan Reynolds was the coolest. He had 89% cool rating. All right, next up, Billie Eilish or Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, this has got to be Billie Eilish.
I'm sorry, it's Jen Aniston. Jen Aniston, 85% cool. Billie Eilish, 80%. A little cooler. And final round of the cool people who won in the cool category, Oprah. Angelina Jolie?
Jesus. All right. I'm going to go Angelina Jolie.
I'm sorry. That's Oprah.
Oprah is cool.
Oprah is 75% cool. J'Angelina, 63%. All right, now here are some from the uncool side.
Oh, Jesus.
Who is less cool? You want the higher number on this.
All right.
Who is less cool? Amazon's Jeff Bezos or Kid Rock?
You know what? I would say there's a contest here if I'd never seen him perform live. Kid Rock is excellent live. Like, you may hate him. You may hate his songs. You may hate his politics. You may hate whatever. That guy took over a room and left all of us, even veteran show watchers, floored by his performance.
I did not expect to care even a tiny bit about
right.
Kid Rock, and I love.
So
on the other hand,
less cool. Bezos is way less cool.
I'm sorry, Kid Rock is less cool. Of course, it's 91% uncool and 89% for Jeff Bezos. You know what it is? Because people sometimes you order something in the morning and you get it the same day. You're like, what?
No,
Bezos,
listen. Cool. I'm going to tell you something. Cool. I get where people are coming from, and I understand. Remember before the show, there was this, hey, if you guys want to get a picture with Kid Rock, you need to come back here. And I was like, nah, I don't need that. And everyone went, no, you're get back there. And I went, okay,
go take a picture with him. Man, it smells like weed back here.
Yeah, so I take the picture. Me and the missus go stand next to him. We take the picture because it seems like we have to. And then after the show, I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of glad I took that picture. That guy took that room over and blew it up.
He did. That room has never been the same.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, unfortunately, he's less cool than Jeff Bezos.
Well, those are people who haven't seen him perform is my point.
I have to imagine.
Maybe it's the next people that were at his bar with that one guy.
Right. With the colostomy yeah. bag getting yeah. swung around.
Maybe
gross.
They voted.
maybe they were like, that was the least cool thing that's ever happened to me. The guy swung his colostomy bag around.
Not cool.
Not cool. All right, up next. Who is less cool, Dr. Phil or Mel Gibson?
Oh, boy, this is tough. It's not tough. Less cool is Mel Gibson.
Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil got... I'm with you. I would have been like, 100% Mel Gibson is not cool.
That's provocative.
That's not provocative. You're a jerk.
Whoa.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
I don't believe you anymore.
Jesus. Whoa. God, you imagine that guy yelling at you?
You're a pain in the ass! You're a pain in my ass! How dare you act like such a bitch!
God, it's so harsh.
Oh, man,
it's
why am
so
I laughing
intense.
At that?
Really,
I mean, at least
you
Dr.
Just...
Phil's trying to help you, you know? He's like, he actually tried to, what does that mean? He's trying to...
Get you outside.
He's obviously... completely lost it, but really, in a time of reflection, he should probably have said to himself, we're not good for each other.
Yeah.
I really need to move on from
also,
this girl.
Also, I need anger management classes.
Like, this is
this
bad
is
news
really...
that I find myself screaming like that over... Anyway, all right. Dr. Phil wins.
Dr. Phil, well, loses, I guess, is more like it. He was voted 87% uncool. 18% of people clicked cool on Mel Gibson. He only had 82% uncool. Very surprising. Next
You've been
up.
Drinking today.
Well, what does that mean?
All
right, next up. Ellen DeGeneres. This is who is the most uncool?
What does that mean? Did you open a bottle and pour it down your throat? That's what it means.
What?
You are in denial.
What does that mean?
It means you're lying to yourself.
Right.
Next up. Which of these people did more people say was uncool? Ellen DeGeneres or James Franco?
God, how did Ellen end up in a not cool list? She was riding the...
She was the coolest.
Biggest wave of all times. Mm-hmm. Who's less cool?
Who got the most uncool votes?
Franco.
Ellen. Ellen, how far she has fallen.
I was thinking Franco, too.
Yeah, he was only 72% uncool. Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres was 87%.
Do you remember when that thing went down and there was a little girl in some hotel room that he'd been hitting on and was on Instagram saying, like, yeah, I'm on vacation with my parents and this guy's trying to talk me to out of leaving their hotel room and meeting me somewhere.
How old is she?
And then wasn't he on, I don't remember, but he was on.
I think she was like 15 or something, like some crazy young girl.
Yeah, and he was on the Regis show the next day as that news broke. Like, yeah, that was... it was just one of those, oh my God, what? What?
What? Yeah, he's a...
She was 17.
Oh, okay. Well, that's at least closer to being legal. All right, next up.
My point is Ellen is less cool than that guy. How'd that happen?
Seem to have forgotten what he's been up to.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, who's less cool? David Schwimmer or Justin Timberlake?
Oh, come on.
Well, David Schwimmer is the least cool guy.
That has to be the answer.
By far.
That is correct. Now you have two right. That was like a gimme at the end there. But Justin Timberlake got 64% said he was uncool. Like, JT, what? He's the coolest.
Well.
Not after that Britney documentary came out. Where they talked
that was a problem, and then the whole being photographed holding hands with his co-star.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. While
married.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And finally, Adam Levine. This is who's less cool, Adam Levine or the Pope?
Oh my God! It's got to be the Pope.
I'm sorry, it's Adam.
Adam got less cool
Adam
than the Pope?
Is 64% uncool, and the Pope is only 55% uncool. So, Vinny, by a score of 2-8, you do not get $5 extra from me today. Sorry.
All right.
You lost that one spectacularly. But you can, polish up your knuckles. And
what demographic was surveyed for Sarah's cool versus less cool contest? 80-year-olds?
BuzzFeed.
That's from 707.
Yeah, BuzzFeed is the source of this one. So if you want to look at the whole list, there are 35 celebrities, and they cooled or uncooled them. And those are the only choices, cool or uncool.
510 says, hey, Vin, for the cool game, you need to think about what a grandma in Nebraska would think is cool.
That's
LOL.
Who's on BuzzFeed. That person really just wanted to trick us into playing Omaha, didn't they?
Yeah, sure. Good job. 510.
Nice work. Anytime we can work Omaha and we're
I'm with
we're
Vinny,
down.
Says 650. I picked every answer he did. I don't know who took this contest.
Yeah. I don't know who's on BuzzFeed. Maybe they could send us over their demographics. That'd be fantastic. Omaha. Okay. This
is a good one, Brent. Don't
You're
try
ruining
to make this
Omaha.
Happen.
I love when he does this.
Trying to make it happen, man.
Don't do it.
Anyway.
No.
You're stuck in your head.
Now I have to say goodbye to Nebraska forever because we can't do it anymore. The party's over. No, great.
Yeah, you're ruining it.
I'm not ruining it.
Speaking of things you have to say goodbye to in your life, couches. That's one of them, especially if you've got a puppy.
Uh-oh.
How's our little Ripley, your new puppy, doing with the couch?
Ripleyta is doing very good, thank you. We're still, struggling with her. She can't dominate anybody but the baby. So the baby walks into rooms backwards because she feels like she's going to be jumped. And if the baby's sitting on the couch when the dog, like you will like walk over and the baby's sitting on the couch, and the dog has parked itself over her, blocking her view with the TV, and you have to go like, okay.
That's hilarious. The dog is dominating Hulk baby.
It's the only thing that she can, yes. So we're...
Does she like the dog?
She likes the dog, but a lot less than she would if the dog would just be cool, which it will. She will.
She'll be getting bigger.
Eventually.
Right.
But right now, she's still very much a puppy, and we're still working on some behavioral issues, yes.
But she absolutely. Hasn't eaten your couch.
No, the because couch is
Because I know
fine.
That Willa did eat your couch. Willa ate your
Willa,
couch all around you.
Willa, unfortunately, was a puppy when I was still drinking. So that happened because Dad would, take two-hour nappy poos.
So you'd pass out on the couch, and the dog would eat the couch around you.
Yes.
I think
that's how
saying.
That happened.
Bryn, I'm sending you a link right now with some pictures of Reese Witherspoon's couch.
All right.
The puppy is so... You can't even be mad at the puppy. It's a black lab.
No, you can be mad. Absolutely.
I don't know. Well, I mean, you're Reese. She can afford another couch, but it does look it was a pretty nice couch. She posted up on, I think it's Instagram. I'm not sure.
Is that Restoration Hardware?
Probably, right? Or maybe that's even too low scale
for
her.
It probably is. That's the only thing I can name drop.
I would never go there. I only have my couches custom made in the south of France.
No, how very civilian of me. Anyway, yeah, that's what puppies do. Yep.
So there's the couch, and then if you go to the next one, Bryn, there's the adorable. The puppy looks so ashamed. He looks so ashamed of himself. The little puppy, so cute.
I love labs. You know what? Even though my lab, the one in particular we're talking about, Willow, was a handful, man, labs are the best dogs.
They just really are. They have soulful eyes. Go to the pictures. I think it's two pictures down. It's this one as a really little puppy because he's biggish now. Look at that little puppy. Oh,
it's a black lab, about as cute as they come. Absolutely.
Like their heads just seem too big when they're puppies because they just got that big broad face.
If I ever, you know, I first of all, that my Willa loved me. Like I actually knew it. Like you could tell. She just wanted to put her head on me wherever, any time of the day, wherever. She just freaking loved me. But I would definitely go black. You know what? I didn't wear black for 15 years because that dog's white hair was all over me every day. And if you go black, at least you can wear black clothes.
Yeah. You got a lot of white tees, though, Vin.
Yeah, that's true. But well,
the black hairs, as a person who had a black lab growing up, we were still finding his hairs in the house 15 years later.
Yeah.
Like they're just wiry. They get into the house. Mm-hmm. And they're short hair. I mean, it's not, or I don't know, that's medium hair anyway. And you'd think that they're not super sheddy, but God, was that everywhere?
They are sheddy.
Mm-hmm. And we're done here. What's coming up?
Well, beer, you know, it's a weekend, so beer makes the news and more after the...
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.